Hello, and welcome back to our weekly Outlook podcast. I'm João, and today I have both Helene and Sara here with me to update you with the latest news from this week. Starting with you, Helene, there is a lot to talk about, isn't it right?
Hello, João and Sara, and hello, everyone. Yes, that's right. Let me start by the worrying climate event that happened this week. On Saturday, October 2nd, it was reported an oil spill that has spewed up to 126,000 gallons of crude oil into the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Orange County. This disaster was considered a major spill. Authorities believe they have identified the source. A preliminary report indicates the partial tear could have been caused by an anchor that hooked the pipeline. Furthermore, it has shuttered beaches and threatened wildlife, generating an ecological emergency. According to what Governor Gavin Newsom proclaimed on Monday, the state is moving to cut red tape and mobilize all available resources to protect public health and the environment.
There is a really big disaster with severe implications for nature and especially the local wildlife. Since we're talking about oil, let me tell you about the OPEC meeting held this week. Despite the pressure from some countries for a bigger boost on production, OPEC ensured that oil would stick to its present output policy as demand for petroleum products restabilizes. Producers decided to continue increasing oil output continuously, sending prices distinctly higher, scoring to inflationary pressures that could break an economic recovery from the pandemic. Nevertheless, some OPEC sources told Reuters that producers were considering boosting output by higher levels than they agreed. Moreover, the oil cost gathering has been fed by a bigger increase in prices, which have increased 300%, prompting changes to combustible oil and other raw commodities to produce electricity. Sarah, moving on to another hot topic, what can you tell us about Facebook?
Well, there is some big news regarding Facebook for sure. Francis Haugen, a worker at the social media giant, became a whistleblower, testifying in front of the Senate subcommittee for hours on October 5th about Facebook's moral bankruptcy and the firm's reduction of its adverse repercussions, including shaking adolescent depression and ethnic violence. There were a lot of incriminating internal committees to prove Facebook toxicity. Instagram was responsible for making teenagers' suicidal thoughts and eating disorders worse. However, this incident could be the turning point, according to Blair Levin of New Street Research. The professionals are already developing a version of these sites for those under the age of 13. And, as if Facebook wasn't experiencing enough stress, this week the company suffered its worst service outage since 2008.
That's right, Sare. On Monday, Facebook suffered its worst service outage since 2008, where consumers were knocked off the company's services for 6 hours. The outage was caused by configuration changes on the backbone routers and knocked out the company's numerous services, including Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. With advertisers unable to reach consumers for the bulk of the workday, Facebook may have lost between $110 million and $120 million in ad revenue. Furthermore, investors pushed the stock down to almost 5% on Monday. Facebook could very well rebound as it has in the past and continue its upward ascent, but each time there's a crisis, investors have a little more reason to question the sustainability of the business model.
All these issues about Facebook and the fact that we were knocked off their services for 6 hours makes us realize how dependent we are on social media. Now, let me tell you about the fact that US Bank launched a Bitcoin custody service, becoming one of the first institutions to have a live custody product available. For now, this service is only available for institutional managers with private funds in the US or Cayman Islands, and aims to help investment managers store private keys for Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and Litecoin, with assistance from sub-custodian NewEye Dig. This announcement confirmed that established financial players such as State Street are beginning to accept cryptocurrencies as a legitimate asset class. After a key regulator established the possibility for national banks to custody crypto assets, Gunjan Kedia, the vice chair of the US bank's Wealth Management and Investment Services division, noted that interest in crypto was broad and not limited to niche players.
Last but not least, we have to talk about COVID-19. Third booster shots of the vaccine have been a controversial subject for the past week. While the European Medicines Agency, EMA, approved issuing third booster shots of the BioNTech Pfizer vaccine to people over the age of 18 on Monday, the agency said it is up to member states to decide whether to use them. The regulatory agency noted that decisions for boosters will be taken by public health bodies at the national level. The endorsement, once approved by European Union authorities, will give regulatory banking to several member states, including Germany and France, which have already started rolling out booster shots. Besides this, the economic consequences of this pandemic are still very present, right, Elena?
That's completely right, Sara. Across much of the world, prices are rising at the fastest pace in decades. In the US, prices leapt by 4.3% from January to August 2021, according to the Federal Reserve's preferred measure, a 30-year high. In the Eurozone, annual inflation hit 3.4% in September, the highest rate in over a decade. Some economists worry that the world economy is entering a period of stagflation, that is, weak growth and high inflation. This could generate short-term impacts such as disruptions to production, falling demand, measurement problems and market outage.
And that's all for this week. Thank you, Sarah and Elena. We wish all our listeners a great weekend and we'll be back next week to update you with the main news.